Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and right now I'm talking with a band that I had in, believe it or not, 1 year ago today in a much different world. It feels like years and years ago at this point. Palooka, welcome back to Loud and Local under much different circumstances.
Hey. Thanks
for having us.
We got Howard, Glenn, and Chuck, and Jason's on his way. Like I said, he's in the 2020 version of being stuck down in the lobby. He'll be entering the Zoom room pretty soon. Let's go around the room. Let's start with you, Glenn. How's the last 7-8 months been for you? How you been staying safe, and how you been staying sane?
Sane may be debatable, but okay. You know, I've, like all of us, just been staying home, and the thing is, I've had a lot of time to reflect on music and do a lot of writing. We all have, and we sort of were caught in this fortunate as well as unfortunate thing of being halfway done with an album.
Oh.
And when COVID hit, and then through this last several months decided, well, we don't want to hold on to this stuff for the next 9 months or a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, well, we're going to release half of it as side one sooner than later. And so writing and doing that and getting ready for that to go out, as well as we've made a couple videos, socially distanced.
Yeah.
And we've actually been busier in a weird way than we had been in a long time. It's been really unfortunate not to see these guys and hang out with them, but staying really busy. So been good.
Good, good. Well, how about you guys? You have anything to add, Howard or Chuck?
From my perspective, it's been, you know, it's a challenge, and we've all had to work through the challenges of, you know, I've shifted to working from home, and my wife works from home now too, which both of us weren't. So negotiating the house and staying on the same track and out of each other's hair while we're working has, you know, taken some work, but we figured it all out. Like I think everyone's doing is really figuring out how to adjust to the new normal. I mean, the things I miss the most are a year ago, we had just played a big show at the Hard Rock, and then we right afterwards followed up after our interview with a great sold-out show at El Corazon, opening up for LA Guns. And it was a fantastic show. And then we had a bunch of shows booked this year that, of course, have all evaporated.
Mm-hmm.
So my sadness was not getting out to play shows and getting in front of our fans, because that last show we came off of was spectacular. And the, you know, and the feeling of then for a few months going, okay, maybe this will just be over by summer.
Right.
So we just kind of, everyone took care of their own things and their families. And then all of a sudden we realized,
this ain't going anywhere.
This is a long-term thing. And so we had to reformulate the Palooka plan, knowing it wasn't just a couple month break. And that's where we came into remote writing songs, figuring out how to do a socially distanced professional video with a director from LA that we'll talk about, and the new single along with the other releases. But it's been interesting and creative how we've had to work around the challenges of not being able to be in the same room, because some of us have dependents, you know, folks that were depend on us that are high risk, and so we couldn't really figure out a way to make it work in the room together.
Absolutely.
Sure. A lot of time at home, man. I got a 5-year-old daughter, and we have spent so much time together. It's been a blessing and a curse.
It's a great little mermaid.
Yeah. it's been awesome, but it's been hard as well.
Did she get to dress up for Halloween?
Oh, she did, of course.
What was she?
What was she? Like Ariel.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
She's all about these movies and things now, man. So
that's awesome. Yeah,
the hardest part's not getting together with these guys. Mm-hmm. But we're making it work. You know, we're plugging away.
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear that you guys are making it work. And I think that after all of this, one fortunate thing, obviously there's countless unfortunate things about it, but one fortunate thing about it is that we're all going to have kind of a couple extra things on our tool belt, a couple extra skills. And I think we have Jason in the room, so he'll be joining us shortly. I just admitted him. I just got the security guard down in the elevator. He just came up to the studio, and that's how it would have been last year. But now I just have to click admit, and soon he will be joining us. So Jason will be joining us. But like I said, I think we're all going to have a few extra skills on our tool belt come at the end of it. You know, whether it be figuring out how to make a video socially distanced, maybe doing home recording. Figuring out how to, get along with your spouse for long amounts of time while working next to them.
Right.
Yep.
Jason, are you there?
Having seen that Disney movie 100 times, right?
Can you hear me?
And Jason is here. Can. What's up, dude?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the room. Can you hear us okay?
All right. Sorry.
No problem.
I had to go through like 4 different devices to get this to happen, but... I'm actually right back where I started at our meeting earlier. So,
Jason, we were saying how you not joining us in time is the equivalent of being in the studio and having security have to come bring you up to the elevator, like back in the old studio. So, but either way, you're with us now. We were talking about how have you personally been able to stay sane and stay safe during the last, 7-8 months now of 2020 pandemic mode?
Well, a lot of it is me and my partner Heather live on a about 4.5 acres space, and we
wow, that's awesome.
We have work to do all the time. We have 2 horses, we have 6 sheep.
That's
and
awesome.
Then we just got another little mini horse named Whisper, and so there's always something that needs to be fixed or mended or fed or watered or mowed. and it was working really good in the summer because, I would just work till, 9 o'clock at night. But now that it's dark at 5 o'clock and, we have to go out after I get finished talking to you guys, I got to go out there and jog that mini horse around because he just got gelded and, it's pouring rain and it's dark and it's cold and but
Evan, do you know what gelding is?
That's the life of a farmer.
What is gelding?
That's when you remove his testicles so he is no longer a stallion.
Ah.
Like Jason.
He was
a stallion like Jason.
I didn't get gelded. Mine are just kept in Heather's purse.
Ah. Nice.
She's giving me a bad look right now.
But Jason, there's no option for you to get bored. There's no way you could get bored because you just have so much to always have something to do, right? There's always something to do.
There's always something that can be done or changed or a fence post or there's just a lot to do and it keeps me busy. And, the interesting thing is that I don't really miss the outside world that much.
Are you out over by Enumclaw or Snohomish or where are you located?
We live in Briar. So we're right next to Montlake Terrace.
Oh, okay, and cool.
A little bit above Kenmore.
Yeah, I know where that is.
If you just went straight down 228th, you'd be in Canyon Park right there north of Bothell.
Nice.
It's a really cool little area because it's all farms.
Yeah.
But it's surrounded by the rest of the development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like
we're all in different places. You know, I'm up in Snohomish on a lake, and Glenn's on Vashon, if we can say, and Chuck's in the North End too.
Nice.
We all used to live in the city, so it's interesting how we've kind of spread out. The one missing member here we should give an honorary mention to is Chris Quinn. He wasn't able to make it tonight, unfortunately. As last time when we were on the radio, we were just transitioning back to Chris. Chris was on the longest guitar player besides Glenn in the band. Mm-hmm. And he rejoined us last summer or a year ago in 2019, the last real summer we all had in 2019. And has been a phenomenal return to the band. It's been great. He's a fantastic guitar player, very creative writer. He was in Shotgun Mom SGM back in the day, and
nice.
He's been in several other projects. But it's really great to have Chris back in the fold, and to have done that again before about the time we talked to you last. He was coming back into the group, and he's really made a big difference in some of the stuff we're working on now. But again, working right into COVID, so here we've all been, on Zoom meetings and doing all the things we can do to keep moving forward and making music for our fans.
So you mentioned that you're writing songs via Zoom or however. How do you guys do that? Is it kind of just like how we're doing it now?
We've always sort of had this model where somebody will bring in a song and we'll let them be the musical director of the song. And
what
we do is take those ideas, and the way that it's sort of been working is I'll put down a basic guitar track and send it to Jason, and Jason will to a click. I'll do the guitar track to a click, and Jason will put drums to it, and then I'll bring it back into this studio here and start sending it out to everybody else. And they just add their parts one at a time, and we're still sort of getting the process down, but each demo is coming out better and better. And it's been nice to be able to continue working. And like I said, you were talking about how we do things different and other tools that we all have after this whole COVID thing. And mm-hmm. one of the underlying things is I think life has just taken us, so we've moved out, like Howard was saying, and we don't necessarily live as close as we all used to. But I think this, in a weird way, has helped us facilitate writing.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID or post-COVID, in just our geographical distance from each other, we've got a process down that I think is going to survive and benefit us post-COVID, just merely writing it. And it's just been it's been really, like I said, I think this has been one of our more creative periods. And I think there's some silver linings. Obviously, this has been a terrible thing for all of us. Mm-hmm. But I think with anything, it's about trying to find the good and surviving and all those things. And a few of the things, like you were talking about, we'll take with us post-COVID. And I think they'll benefit us as a band. And I'm sure all of us are doing that in society as well.
There's nothing that replicates like being together. But I think that where you guys, it sounds like, much like many businesses that are finding out that, hey, maybe we don't have to always go into the office. This is actually working okay. Like, and they wouldn't have figured that out if this didn't force them to. It sounds like you guys are kind of figuring out that a different formula that works for you guys, in that, having space for your own creative process in your different areas. It sounds like it's turning out to be pretty good.
Yeah, don't tell our wives, because we'd like to go back to jamming in the room.
Oh, okay, so, nice. Right. Yeah,
and I also think that there's nothing that replaces, being 5 feet from somebody else and hearing the way that they're delivering something musically.
You know?
I don't think we'll ever replace it, but I think it gives us another way of writing. So, that's what I'm excited about.
Totally.
Yeah.
One of the things about the way we're doing the demos now, though, is Glenn will send me the song, and I can sit out in one of our other buildings out there with my drum set. And I played one of the songs, 25 times in a row, and nobody wants to hear anybody play a song 25 times in a row. Just the drums. So the isolation out here has been good for me to,
that's great.
You know, to play without driving anybody absolutely, you know, crazy. So that's one bonus, I guess.
Except for the horses.
Except for the horses. They don't care.
They're going to just trot around and have a mosh pit, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, really.
So we're actually going to, I think we're going to premiere a song. Is that right? We're going to do Head in the Clouds. So this is a new single. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this? So the process of recording it, where you recorded it, where we can hear it beyond this point. And yeah, just tell me a little bit about Head in the Clouds.
Well, we were talking sort of about those musical director things and who brings the songs in. And
yeah.
And Chuck had the initial idea for this song and brought it to us. So I think he's definitely the person to give you the lowdown.
All right.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully this song will mean a lot of different things to different people. But for me, it's more just sort of a statement on society. Mm-hmm. The crazy world we're living in today and how we're all just kind of more or less addicted to distractions. I mean, it's just, you know, technology, social media, you know, it's like, is what we're hearing and seeing, is it real? I don't know. It's just sort of a statement on distractions, really, for me. And these guys probably have their own ideas about what this means to them, but for me, that's what this song is about. It's like, what is real anymore? I mean, do we even really know? that's where I was coming from with it. But
right on.
It was just a little idea, and these guys poured in on it, and it just blossomed, kind of took off, and has its own life now. So it's something we're really proud of. Yeah.
And this was finished up pre-COVID?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
This was one of the songs we had five songs. Well, we actually had six songs recorded for the album, and we felt five of them were sort of ready to go with minor fixing, you know, with minor adding this or something that were, you know, a guitar track away or something. And this was one of those songs. So those were done We were done recording those, I think, in, I want to say, March, maybe even before that.
Right before the before times.
Right before the lockdown.
We
recorded them, and we were ready to go for the year. We're going to have an album done by summer, and as it turned out, we're now, you know, 9 months later or whatever, 7-8 months later, getting ready to release a five-song EP.
Yeah.
All Those Things Left Behind, which we'll release on January 15th, I think is the date.
Cool.
And the idea is now we're going to do two half albums.
Nice. Okay.
Pre and into COVID, and one hopefully as we all come out of COVID, and then eventually put it together into a vinyl release on album that
awesome.
Together is our kind of longer term plan. The song itself, though, what's neat about this song is I think what I hope it speaks to people and that kind of what Chuck was leading to, which is this interesting place we're in where sometimes it's hard to tell what, you know, red, yellow, green, black and white, things are very vague now. And what we're trying to do is just bring everybody back down to earth and think about what matters. We had also the benefit of working during the beginning of COVID and doing some social isolation down in Ballard at substation. We got the room and got our friend who's a director in Hollywood and a cinematographer down there.
Yeah.
Flew up here and did video for us and then finished the video down in LA. So
that's
video
killer.
Comes out in just a couple weeks too. Isn't that about the time frame, Glenn?
4th of December, I think, is the release date on the video. So, and that was Troy Smith. He's worked with a bunch of people in the past and a good friend, and we're happy to work with him. And then Jason Shade, Sergi. Did the audio stuff, and he's always remarkable to work with. So we're really proud of it. I think it came out well.
That's awesome. Well, let's go into it. The song is called Head in the Clouds. Again, it's Palooka here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
You got a joker looking face, can't peel your hands from waiting faith. These images that burn and shape your mind. wonder what's there behind your crusty smile, your flaming breath charred up for miles, watching the vultures lick your sockets dry. We got our heads in the clouds, souls for the taking. No honesty, just make believe. We sold our souls years ago, you see. Your head is full of facts, searching for your way back, but somehow wound up on the wrong track. We got our heads in the clouds, souls for the taking.
That was Head in the Clouds, brand new track by Palooka from an EP that was being recorded for a full-length record, which was planned before, you know, the world went to and 2020 happened. So the whole plan is they're going to release that as a part of the EP for in January. Is that right?
January 15th, All Those Things Left Behind will be the EP.
Awesome. And then hopefully at the end of COVID or as we come out of it, like they said, the rest of the album in EP number 2, and be on the lookout for Head in the Clouds, the music video, which will be out in a couple weeks here in the beginning of December. So you guys are obviously, I mean, I'm not going to speak for you, but I can assume you're missing live music. I'm missing live music. A big part of who I am since I was a little kid, teenager, was going to shows all the time, whether it's, you know, the all ages shows when I was a young kid or, you know, bar shows these days. I mean, that's not even a question, but I would I be safe in assuming that?
Absolutely. There's something about taking a song from an idea and an emotion and working it through the whole process of recording. And to me, that ultimate sort of rite of passage for a song is now you're playing it in front of a group of people that seem to appreciate it and get to share that experience with the audience. And yeah. We definitely miss it. And, you know, we also realize the impact, not only from the, we enjoy it, but also the impact to the clubs and the staff of the clubs that have worked so hard for so many years at these clubs that are now having a tough time and a tough go at it. And, you know, we can't wait to get back and start playing live again. Again, not only to experience that with our fans and our crowd, but also just to, you know, get this whole, you know, live venue thing up and running again and breathe some life back into it. A lot of good people involved in that segment of the industry. And so can't wait to be a part of helping resurrect that.
Howard,
we've already lost some really good clubs.
Yeah.
In, you know, the North End and South End and yeah. even in Seattle, and the list of the ones we don't know that are gone because we don't know if they'll come back is getting yeah. longer. It's sad. And we released a little video of a live song before that, was done at El Corazon and mm-hmm. kind of helping to raise awareness to our fan base and others about the plight of local and small businesses, and especially our club scene. It's much more precarious than I think people think. And there's a lot of good avenues people can go to in order to help support the local club scene. You know, clubs like El Corazon and Slim's Last Chance and several others. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to stay here all night trying to name.
Exactly.
You know, and you just saw recently even our beloved Crocodile is moving, and thank goodness they were moving. And Kevin, you mentioned they've renewed quite a lease in the
20 years
building they've come to.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was a good sign. So there is some good news in there, and hopefully there continues to be more good news. But like you said, I mean, Louis G's down in Fife. Tony yeah. V's, you know, I'm not sure if they're closed for good, but at least for now. And I'm sure the list will go on, unfortunately, and kind of a knock on wood there. But, yeah, so music, local music. Loud Amps in the Face, man, what a cathartic release that was. And I didn't really realize it until it's gone. And I think we're all going to bathe in the pure like joy of that once it comes back. And just like that's like our church, right? Kind of. I'm not to be all religious and stuff, but that's kind of like our church, you know, is a cheap beer and Amps in the Face is kind of the rock and roll. And I think we all need that right now, but I'm glad that we can talk about it and share these moments. So yeah.
Yeah. Tony, up in Everett, shout out to him. He's a great guy and I hope he can get that business up and running. It's, you know, he was basically a foundation of that, you know, small rock scene in Everett that, again, was really neat fans, and we really appreciate them. And,
yeah.
you know, Louis had stepped away years ago, but that club, they kept going in Fife and really were good. And we've lost some clubs in Tacoma, too.
Yeah.
And I think the list in Seattle is kind of unknown. I think there's some that are gone. We just don't know it because they've been closed. And then some of the, you know, bigger ones, you know, I've seen so many shows, and I think all of us are show rats. Even when we're not playing, we've gone to a lot of shows and go to a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Crocodile alone, I have so many memories. We got to play there. I've seen shows all the way back, as you know, to some formative shows when I was a young guy.
Yeah.
First sneaking in there. You know, I can't imagine. In fact, I was just talking to, of all things, my buddy Matt Crowley, and he brought up the Crocodile from the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow. And I was like, oh my gosh, I remember like one of their very first gigs was there. And of all things that I saw there, including, you know, everything from Cheap Trick to Everclear and everybody yeah. in between at that show. I could just go on and on. That's the problem.
You saw Cheap Trick there?
Take that out of our lives. What?
You saw Cheap Trick there? Wow.
Yeah. Cheap Trick. Three nights, they played the first three albums.
That's so cool.
Pearl Jam opened up for them one night.
What?
Super Suckers. Say what?
Super Suckers, yeah.
Yep, Super Suckers. You know, they had premier bands each night also opening up for them. It was fantastic, fantastic show.
What year was that?
Shows.
Oh, I need a lifeline, James Toll.
Yeah, we need our buddy James Tolan, the rock and roll hero, to tell us that
would have been in the early 2000s, maybe.
Was it early 2000s?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
what a show! That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a very kind of special edition thing.
Right,
doesn't happen every day. You know, on a similar but different subject is we only got to play two shows with Chuck before this whole thing went south.
Oh, really?
And. Right. We're it's not so much chomping at the bit to just play again, but it's chomping at the bit to play with this version of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because yeah. we only got to play at that Hard Rock show, and then we did that LA Guns show, and then that was it. And we spent a lot of time prepping with Chuck to get ready and to just, you know, come out fighting. And the band sounded, you know, great. And just to kind of have it shut down.
It's unfair.
So quickly, that's kind of the heartbreak of to me, of what's going on with this band, is not being able to just play this version of the band when it's, you know, this good. And I think that we really have some great new songs, and with Chuck singing, I think this is, it's like a new version, like we've
turned
the page on something here. And that's, I want to get back to it.
Well, in the spirit of live music and talking about all these awesome experiences and hopefully getting back to it especially with Chuck in the band now, doing some more shows, hopefully, you know, in the months to come and get back to things. But we wanted to feature a song that you mentioned, Under Control, recorded live at El Corazon. Is that right?
That's at the Hard Rock.
My bad.
No, that's all good.
So yeah, is this going to be featured on anything, or is this kind of just a little hint of what's to come as far as live?
It's a little hint of what's to come. You know, we're sort of in this position where with COVID, we've just finished. Sort of like what Jason was alluding to, we had really just started hitting on all cylinders and had to come to a screeching halt. So we wanted to feature something with Chuck on it, and this is a live cut with Chuck on it, and I think. You know, again, it goes back to what Jason's talking about. This is the version of the band that we're moving forward with, and we can't wait to share some more live experiences with folks. So,
right on. Well, here it is. This is Under Control with Palooka. We'll be back with more from Palooka. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. That was Under Control live at the Hard Rock Palooka with their new and improved lineup with Chuck on vocals. Only got to play a couple shows before the lockdown, but they'll be back better than ever. They have a new EP coming out here in early January, so that'll start things off in 2021, which will hopefully be better in 2020.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Jinx it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Onward and upward.
Yeah.
So if someone likes what they hear, where can they follow along with you guys? Where can they either purchase music, stream music, or just, you know, check out what you guys are doing online?
Well, we're on palookarocks.com, which is our website. And
yep.
You can go over there and launch to other things. We're also on all the major streaming media, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and all of those for the kiddies who like streaming.
Mm-hmm.
We you can also order our, and most of the media outlets like Amazon have our physical product, our albums and the singles and things that we've released. You can also see us on Facebook and Instagram and stuff. We're on those, so you can look up. I think it's Palooka BTR on Facebook. Just let's search for Palooka. All caps. That you can pretty much find us on most of the on any of those mediums. Feel free to reach out and give us a shout out or give us a like. And you'll also see our videos coming up both on Facebook and on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
YouTube channel.
Right on, yes. Dude. Well, any before we get into this last song and I let you guys go on, and you know, we're just getting kind of late here in the evening, do you have any thank yous or shout outs that you'd like to throw out there, or any final words for the Northwest?
We should probably thank Synergy Studios. They've worked with us on our last couple recordings.
Jason Shavey
has been producing our stuff and engineering it. It sounds really good. Diane
Webb. Webb has been doing a great job for us.
Yeah. You know, so there are a few people behind the scenes that are helping us keep this thing going along, and their help is invaluable. So thank you for that.
And just also the folks that have stuck with us, you know, we're still getting plays on Spotify and things like that. So folks are still sticking with us through this pandemic. And ultimately, that means a lot to us to have folks to interact with and share this whole thing with. So big shout out to them.
Yeah. All of our fans, definitely. Thank you for sticking with us and looking forward to sharing our new music with you. And thanks for giving it the quick preview, Kevin. I know you've been a great supporter and friend, and I want to get out to you and see some matches in Tacoma, hopefully. And we'll get come out to show and listen to us play some rock for our fans.
And that's
definitely
that is something good to look forward to, man. When you look forward to the loud music in our ears. The intense, the intensity and like the unifying power of rock and roll is something we can look forward to in the months to come. So, well, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this via Zoom, wherever you are.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank KISW. They've been a mainstay in our lives since we were wee lads.
That's it.
2021, in 2021 is 50 years of KISW.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't tell you, again, a big shout out to you guys. There's something pretty incredible and humbling about getting played on your local radio station that you listened to as a kid. So
it is. It's cool.
Okay. Well, then so with that, I need to give you guys, we'll go around the room. I need you guys to get your best version of The Rock. The Rock. All right. We got to start with you, Glenn.
Just The Rock?
You got to go, The Rock! You know, okay. You've heard the promos.
I've heard it.
The Rock! Nice. All right, Howard, you go.
That's pretty good.
We used to say, Seattle's best rock!
Okay, there you go. Good one. Chuck, what about you?
The Rock!
Nice. Jason?
He does the best.
AISW, Seattle's rock!
Yes! All right, guys. I like it.
We love you, Kev. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Kevin.
Here's Roll On, and check out Palooka Online, and check out, stay tuned for the music video, Head in the Clouds. It'll be available in a couple weeks. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
The sharpest shards of time, will they cut the ties that bind? And will I see you drift away, pulled by the tides of life? I open my eyes to see a stranger looking back at me. You're staying here, but you're already gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.